This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechta Zchala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Peris Chutzal La'aretz, Shenichnasu La'aretz, Chayavim B'chala. Flour brought from outside Eretz Yisrael and made into dough in Eretz Yisrael is obligated in Chala. Yatsua Mikan L'sham, Reb Eliezer Mechayev, Reb Akiva Paiter. Flour taken outside of Eretz Yisrael, and it came from Eretz Yisrael, is obligated according to Reb Eliezer, but exempt according to Reb Akiva. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Chala Perik Beis Mishnah Beis Afa Chutz La'aretz Sheba Besvina La'aretz Chayav B'Maisreis U'Bashvias. If a boat with holes in the bottom comes to Eretz Yisrael from abroad, from outside Eretz Yisrael, and the holes are plugged with earth brought from Chutz La'aretz, the produce that grows in the boat is obligated in tithes and Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, Bizman Shasvina, Kosheshes. Rabbi Yehuda said that this is true only if the bottom of the boat touches the coast. Isa shenilaisha b'mei peiros, dough that is made with fruit juice rather than water is obligated in challah. Chayeves b'challah is obligated in challah, v'necholus b'yodayim misayavos, but is not susceptible to tumah if the flour never touched water, and therefore may be eaten with tummy hands. Masechtas Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ho'isha yosheves, v'koitza l'chalosa arumo, mipnei shehi yecholo l'kasis atmo, avalo ho'ish. A woman may sit and separate chala while unclothed, since those parts are covered by the earth beneath her. But a man may not, since those parts are not uncovered when he sits. He cannot recite a bracha over separating chala. Misha eina yochal lasis yisasa b'tahara, ya'asenu kabin va'al ya'asenu b'tumo. If a person cannot make a batch of dough in purity, it is better to make a small amount that is exempt from chala rather than making chala tame. Rabbi Akiva oimer, ya'asenu b'tumo, Va'al yasenu kabim, shekshem shu koire, latahira, kachu koire, latameo. Rabbi Akiva argued that one should still make enough dough to be obligated in challah, even though it will become tamei, since whether or not the challah is tamei, he still has a mitzvah to separate it. Lazu koire challah b'shem. Ulazu koire challah b'shem. Either way, has a mitzvah to separate it. Aval kabim ein lohem chelik b'shem. If he makes a small amount, he loses this mitzvah. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'oisa isasai kabim v'nagu zeh bozeh petuin min achallah ad sheyishaychu. If a person makes two batches of challah, each the size of a kav, which is beneath the minimum amount from which challah is required, even if they then touch one another, they are still exempt until they get stuck together. Reb Eliezer Oimer, Af ha'roida v'noisin lasal, hasal mitzorfon l'challah. Reb Eliezer argued that even if person takes bread out of the oven and puts it into a basket, the basket combines it to become obligated in challah. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Hamafresh chalosai kemach einoi challah. If a person separates challah from flour that has not been mixed into a dough, then it is not considered challah. V'gozel biad Kayin. If the Kayin does not return it, he is guilty of theft. Ho'isa atzmo chayeves b'challah. Dough made from the remaining flour is still obligated in challah. V'hakemach im yesh b'kishir chay eves b'challah. The flour given to the kohen must have challah separated from it if it has the minimum amount to be obligated. V'asurim lazorim divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Even after challah is separated from it, the remainder is still forbidden to non-kohanim since it was given to the kohen as if it was challah, according to Rabbi Yoshua. Amru lo maisa ukfosho zokin zar. The Chachamim said that a non-kohen Torah scholar once took it and ate it. Omar lohem af hu kilka la'atmai v'tikein la'acherim. Rabbi Yoshua answered that he will be punished for doing so, but others will benefit from it since they will have the excuse that they saw him doing so and thought it was permitted. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hameshes Revayim Kemach Chayovim B'Challah. The minimum amount obligated in Challah is 5/4 of a Kav. Haim Usa Ayron V'Suban Umor Sonon Hameshes Revayim Chayovim. This includes the flour, the sourdough, fine bran, and coarse bran, presuming that the coarse bran was not sifted out of the flour. Nitel morsanan mitoichan v'chozar l'toichan hari elu pituin. If the coarse bran is sifted out and then mixed back in, it does not count towards the minimum amount. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Shir HaChallah, Echad Me'esrim V'Arbo. The amount that must be separated for Challah is 1/24 of the entire batch. Ha'oise Iso La'atzmai, V'ha'oise L'mishtei B'noi, Echad Me'esrim V'Arbo. This is true if a person makes bread for himself or even for his son's wedding. Nachtoim shu oisa limko bashuk vechein ho'isha shehi oisa limko bashuk echad marboyim ushmoina. A baker who makes bread to sell in the market or a woman who does so separates 1/48 in consideration of their loss of profit. Nitmeis isasa shogeges oanusa echad marboy mushmoino. If the dough became tame by accident or by oines, means forced, only 1/48 is separated, since anyway tame chala may not be eaten. Nitmeis mezido echad me'esem va'arbo. If he deliberately made it tame, he must separate 1/24, because we are concerned that a sinner should not benefit from his misdeed. These amounts are all midrabanan. By Torah law, there is no minimum amount. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Reb Eliezer Omer Nitelus min ha-tahor al ha-tamei. Reb Eliezer said that if a person has a batch of tahor dough and a batch of tamei dough, he may separate challah from the tahor batch for both of them, while being careful not to let one touch the other. Keitzad isa tahira v'isa tamei noitel kedei challah mi'isa shelo hormu chalasa v'noisen pachas. How so? He takes a piece of dough, smaller than a beya, and therefore too small to impart tumah, from which challah has not been separated. He places this dough between the two batches in order to connect them. He may then separate a double portion of challah from the tahor batch. The Chachamim forbid this because they were concerned out of fear that the tahor batch might accidentally touch the tameh batch and become tameh. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.